There's tons of other biomes, right? The oral microbiome, the respiratory biome, the vaginal biome, nasal and sinus biomes, your skin microbiome, urinary tract, and so on. Let's talk about a couple of them quickly. Your skin microbiome is another very complex ecosystem. You've got 1.5 trillion bacteria, over 1,000 different species on your skin, and the skin microbiome absolutely dictates the function and the form of your skin. Aged skin is related directly to a change in your skin microbiome, and aged skin looks like things like fine lines, wrinkles, hyperpigmentation, loss of elasticity, dryness, and so on. And now we're coming to understand that when your skin ages, one of those consequences of that is you lose barrier function in your skin, and your skin becomes leaky skin. This massive 50-plus year study called the Baltimore Longitudinal Study of Aging showed that aged skin is one of the best predictors of chronic disease and mortality in the individuals they followed for over 50 years. And the aged skin occurred first before any of the inflammatory pathologies inside the body that led to cardiovascular disease, metabolic syndrome, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, and so on. So imagine that changes to the microbiome of your skin leads to symptomology of your skin that we know to be age-related symptoms, so hyperpigmentation, fine lines, and all that. But all of those are early symptoms that your skin as a barrier is becoming compromised. And because the barrier function of your skin becomes compromised, you end up with leaky skin, and then the skin becomes a source of chronic low-grade inflammation and an independent driver of chronic disease. So now it's equally important to look at your skin from a health perspective for your overall health than just a cosmetic perspective in terms of what your skin looks like, right? That's one of the key things I've been propagating a lot, is trying to push a lot of education around this idea of improving the look of skin by making the skin healthier and thinking about this issue of leaky skin, right? Because you can reduce wrinkles and all that by using Botox and other techniques, but it doesn't mean that the underlying driver of wrinkle formation has been resolved. That underlying driver is a dismantling of skin structural components because of dysbiosis on the skin, and that dysbiosis and dismantling of the structural components makes your skin leaky, which then makes it an independent risk factor for chronic disease. So the skin microbiome is critically important to understand, manage, and maintain. And keep in mind, we do thousands of things all the time that disrupts the skin microbiome, the personal care products we use, the over-sterilization, the toxicity in the environment that we're in, and so on, right? So the skin microbiome, we'll talk about how you can do that as well. This is what healthy skin looks like versus a dysbiotic skin. Dysbiotic skin looks red, sensitive, irritated, prone to conditions like acne, eczema, and so on. Tends to be thin, dull, and dry, sagging, many wrinkles and lines, discoloration, and hyperpigmentation. Healthy, balanced skin microbiome makes the skin resilient and has low levels of inflammation. Skin repairs fast, looks fresh, glows, and appears thicker. It maintains its moisture and adequate collagen production, its pH balance, and minimizes fungal and yeast overgrowth. And that pH balance also protects the overall barrier function of the skin. All of those balanced, healthy skin microbiome features are direct impacts of certain microbes on the skin itself, right? These are some of the things that disrupt the skin. Your age, your gender, estrogen, for example, is a great protector of the skin. And as you start to reduce estrogen, you start creating dysbiosis in the skin. This is in part why women can seem to age much more acceleratedly, at least from an appearance standpoint, in their late 40s than men do, because of the lack of protection that estrogen normally provides their skin. Genetic factors to some degree, but not as much as everything else. Environmental factors, climate, cosmetics, hormones, lifestyle, gut health, and so on. So the skin microbiome is arguably one of the most accurate predictors of biological age, right? And I've done a number of leaky skin lectures. If you Google some of the leaky skin information, you might see those lectures But I do a deep dive into leaky skin and how you alleviate it through the work that we're doing with SIV in this particular product. So we've done a number of studies now with a number of individuals on inflammatory conditions, on aging-related conditions on the skin, and we see profound effects on the skin by using the biome balancing serum on the skin. It's basically three fatty acids and spores. Because the spores have a quorum sensing effect on the skin that modulates the skin microbiome, similar to what it does in the gut, right? So there's a lot of amazing data here that you can use to understand how to rebalance your skin. But the spores and the sieve does an amazing job of doing that. The oral microbiome is very interesting, right? There are over 700 species of bacteria in your mouth. It contains upwards of 22% of all the bacteria in your microbiome. So this seemingly small area contains almost like a third of all the bacteria in your system because of all the surface area that you tend to have in your mouth, right? And the healthy microbes in your mouth are essential for preventing overgrowth of dysfunctional microbes that lead to gum disease and caries and inflammation in the soft tissue of the mouth. It protects the teeth, it balances and regulates the pH so that you're mineralizing the teeth all the time rather than removing minerals from the teeth. And a healthy microbiome also prevents some things like periodontal disease and maintains gum health. When you look at the impact of your system from a dysfunctional oral microbiome, the oral microbiome is so important in part because it produces nitric oxide, right? Lots of the microbes on the back of your tongue, especially are the microbes that are producing nitric oxide. And that's really important for blood pressure regulation, for compliance of your vessels, the ability of the vessels to open properly, to gain enough blood supply throughout the body, for cardiovascular disease, for reducing inflammation, for controlling pathogens and viruses that may be in circulation. Nitric oxide does all of those things, and your microbiome in your mouth is the predominant supply of nitric oxide to your system. So you need beneficial microbes in your mouth. Oral dysbiosis is also linked to systemic issues like diabetes, neurodegeneration, cardiovascular disease, and so on, because the gum tissue gives direct access to the blood for dysbiotic bacteria, right? So if you have a lot of gram-negative bacteria with LPS in your mouth, that LPS leaks through your gums, enters into circulation. The bacteria itself can leak through and enter into circulation and create systemic inflammation. That's part of how it drives things like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disease, and so on by entering the bloodstream. Humans swallow an average of 1 trillion microbes per day, right? Think about that. If your mouth has a lot of dysbiotic bacteria and you're swallowing a trillion microbes per day, and because of dysfunctional stomach acid and pancreatic enzymes, those microbes are allowed to survive through and enter into the small bowel, they become one of the biggest drivers of dysbiosis in the small and large bowel eventually, right? So inadequate HCl production, inadequate bile salt production, which controls microbial growth, inadequate antimicrobials being produced by the lining of the small bowel, all of those things contribute to more and more dysfunctional microbes in your mouth settling into your small bowel, leading to conditions like SIBO. So a healthy microbiome is really important. Here's signs of a healthy microbiome that is free of dysbiosis. You have fresh teeth, strong teeth, no sensitivities, healthy gums, no bleeding, pH oral balance in your oral cavity. You with the dysbiotic oral microbiome, you've got persistent bad breath, cavities, tooth decay, periodontal disease, or you know, where you bleed when you brush, or they do bleeding on probing to look at the depth of the probing that creates bleeding, systemic inflammation, and chronic conditions. There's a great module with Dr. Berheim on the oral microbiome, and they go through some of the hydroxyapatite type toothpaste, the Bristol oral microbiome tests, the probiotics that you can use, all of that to support a healthy oral microbiome. But keep in mind, the vast majority of chronic conditions will have the oral microbiome as part of its component, right? So we have to really overcome oral dysbiosis as well.